Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello and welcome to another episode of Share and Retweet. I am one of your glorious, exalted hosts, Justin Porter.
I am the other tiny mite of a
human. Insignificant.
I'm Andy Ballock. Help me.
Please follow us on all of the socials, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
And don't forget to rate and review this podcast on whatever podcast platform you are listening to us on Apple Podcast or Spotify Podcast or the other ones?
Yes. There was one that Andrew McClellan mentioned last week. Sounds like it has a lot of bugs. I don't recommend it.
I've never recommended anything less than whatever that one was.
I'm de-recommending that one.
Yeah, if we can just scrap that, that'd be really great.
Share, it's a new Share tweet.
So, as usual, it's been a big week for Share. But we're not.
I'm so sick of saying it.
It's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if you say it too much, it just becomes the norm. So it's just been another regular week for Cher. Huge week for a normal person.
Every time I tell anyone, I'm like, oh, going into record Cher and retweet. And they're like, oh, what's been happening in Cher? I'm like, another big week.
Another big week. Well, it has been a big week. In fact, today has been a very big day.
Yes.
Because Cher has been honored with the Kennedy Center Honor Award.
Which, if you don't know what it is an award for an outstanding contribution artistically to American society.
Which I guess she's done.
A bit.
Why not?
I like that she's been honored on the same day that Lin-Manuel Miranda has been nominated, who, and I am not discounting the cultural impact that Hamilton the musical has had. Or In the Heights, really, which he also wrote and starred in.
Sure.
But as far as level playing fields go,
it doesn't seem like it's on the same level.
It doesn't. But Cher got one.
But she did. So she tweeted today, last night was so amazing. Seeing other honorees was overwhelming. Pray hands. I had posse or gaggle of giggling. Where's my lipstick, girls and Roger? Can't wait for tonight. Ghost emoji.
Ghost emoji.
I think ghost emoji just means she's kind of feeling silly and fun. That's what I have decided that means. If she could shimmy through the tweet, she would shimmy.
She would, but she can't do that. So instead we get ghost emoji.
Ghost emoji.
Ghost emoji means Twitter shimmy now.
Twitter shimmy. Now you know. So yeah, so she's excited. She's over the moon.
Yeah, we're excited as well. We're not the only people excited.
Phoebe. No, we're not, Andy. No, we are not. Let's parade all the excited people in. Pack them in.
Everyone, get in here.
Hop in.
Phoebe at underscore Cher Sarkassian.
Underscore Cher's full name.
Yes.
If Cher had taken all the regular, you know, handles,
yeah,
she's just been like, well, I can just pop a underscore.
Here
at the
we
beginning.
Go. Yeah. Game on.
Try this.
Now I'm Cher.
Yeah. There's nothing personal about Phoebe.
Mm-mm.
In this handle.
Nope. She's tweeted, all in capitals, I'm so proud I could combust.
And she did. She has combusted. Phoebe's gone. We don't know what's happened.
We can only assume Phoebe has died.
A woman of her word, Phoebe has indeed combusted.
True to form, Phoebe went up like a pine Christmas tree in summer.
No one's calling Phoebe a liar today.
No, sir.
Oh my God. Phoebe's one of those people, when she tells you something's going to happen, by God, she means it.
She follows through.
She really does.
Phoebe was a doer, and I say was.
She was, because she did. She did it all, to a fault, I would say.
Joanne, on the other hand, at
Jeannie?
Okay. At
all right. Who gives a shit? You're right. Some bitch at Kitcha Design.
No. Shit. Fuck it.
Start over.
No. Jeannie at Kitcha Design just wanted to know, was everyone nice?
Simple question.
I like that.
She didn't get a response from Cher.
Nah. So I can only assume either everyone was nice and that goes without saying, or Cher did a murder.
Well, look, Jeannie, I've been on this earth 35 years, and one thing I know to be absolutely certain is that not everyone is nice at any point.
No.
There is no circumstance I've ever been in where 100% of a population was nice.
Yeah, there's always one person sitting in the corner seething because they didn't particularly want to eat the asparagus that night, but they said on their RSVP that they didn't want any asparagus.
Specific instructions.
And yet here it is right next to the chicken con carne.
Yeah. And even though Mary Jo is getting married tonight for the first time.
I mean, the story of
the happiest day of her life.
Mary Jo and Samuel it's one for the ages.
It's move over Jack and Rose.
That's gone. That's dead in the water.
Makes me sick.
Gross.
That lore story.
Yeah, any princess and prince.
Vomit.
Yucko. That's dead because it's Mary Jo and Samuel.
Mary Jo and Samuel have taken the cake.
This is the most romantic story I've ever heard. But no, Tiffany.
But no.
You've got to sit there and fucking rain on everyone's parades.
Yeah, complaining about the asparagus.
It's just asparagus.
Just move it over
to the side.
Put it on someone else's plate. I'm sure there's someone else at your table that wants that.
Gary's already finished his entire meal.
Gary is starving.
Give it to Gary,
Gary
Tiffany.
Just went through a fast because he had a blood test this morning.
He looks great and is fine, by the way.
But he's famished.
He's so hungry,
just
Tiffany.
Just pass it off and be happy for
once.
Yeah,
you don't need to sit there with a cloud over you. You are ruining what is otherwise a beautiful day.
A lovely day. So, Jeannie, no. Not everyone was nice. Tiffany was a real bitch. But I love Tom Butts at TW Butts. He replies,
be funny when he read it out.
Was it?
Yeah.
Tom Butts. He says, thank God for Roger. Smiley face. Hashtag represented at TW Butts. Now, he has signed off.
He has.
At the end of his own tweet.
Yes.
He does this a lot, doesn't he, Andy?
He only does this, in fact.
He only does this.
It's not just that. If you go into his Twitter profile, you'll see when he tweets at other celebrities or other people, instead of just atting and then writing a response, he puts a full stop so it appears on his own timeline rather than just in his tweets and replies.
And so what does that do?
So when you look at his timeline, it shows up as a tweet. So it comes up as an actual
instead
tweet.
Instead of a reply.
Yes.
Oh, Tom Butts, you sneaky, sneaky man.
So either he doesn't know how to use Twitter or he knows how to use Twitter.
Ooh, Tom.
Ooh, girl.
Ooh, Tom.
GOPs, Trumps, and thieves.
So this week, the political tweet is actually quite sad.
It is sad.
So President Bush Sr. died at the age of 94. His wife, Barbara Bush, died 7 months ago. So that's very sad, obviously. Everyone has been paying their respects and has been very lovely. So Cher chimed in and she paid her respects by tweeting, "Poppy Bush gone."
Now, this is, to the naked eye, a very strange way to pay some respects, I think.
Or it's a very strange way of telling everyone someone has stolen your poppy bush.
Woke up this morning.
Poppy bush gone.
I looked outside. I went to go make a bagel with fresh poppies. My poppy bush is gone.
How am I supposed to make my endone? Now that my poppy bush is gone.
I don't know what to do. I'm Cher.
I'm going to go.
Perform.
I've got to go. At TW Butts.
At TW Butts. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Out.
Yeah. So either her poppy bush has disappeared. Maybe it burned up in the fire.
We'll never know.
We can't know. There's no way. Well, we do know because she actually got a lot of flack for this.
Mm.
Because people were like, you're just saying poppy bush gone. That's kind of
rude. That's really weird. What's going on there?
So she came back and she said, "Much of my life, I heard George H.W. Bush referred to you as Poppy Bush. Didn't mean to take liberties or be disrespectful. Broken heart."
Which is beautiful.
It's very nice. So obviously she is paying respects.
Yes.
It's not her poppy bush that has disappeared.
Maverick Blackthorn at McJilton Tony has chimed in and said, "Sooner or later, we all sleep alone." Way to bring...
Wow. You and Phoebe made for each other.
Who's Phoebe?
She's the one that combusted.
I feel like, if anything, I want to sit Maverick Blackthorn and Tiffany next to each other at the wedding.
Yeah, they'd be perfect. Wow, Maverick, that was really dark. Sooner or later, we all sleep alone.
Now, why can't you be more like Caitlin McTirovich?
McTirovich, yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, at McTirovich, who replied... "Hello, dear Cher. Today, birthday, my mum, she love you music so much. Thank you for the music, sweetheart."
Cute.
Adorable.
Not on point.
On topic. Not on topic.
At all.
Once again. At this point, I just look at sentiment rather than what is actually being said.
Yeah, just general tone. And yeah, Caitlin, good job. You brought the mood back up. Maverick really put it down. Debbie, though.
At BF0799 has been very respectful.
Yes.
And has tweeted, "RIP President Bush. Was so shocked to see this. I wonder how shocked you should be at a 94-year-old man passing away."
It's just age. Like, that's what happens. That's the circle of life.
I'm shocked he lasted that long.
Now.
Yes.
Was she shocked to see this tweet? And this is how she found out about it?
Or is Deb just chiming in with two thoughts? One, RIP President Bush. Two, I heard someone stole your poppy bush.
I'm so shocked.
I'm flabbergasted that anyone would rob you of your seeds for your bagel.
What will you do?
How will you proceed in the morning without your poppy seeds?
I am Debbie. I will help. So the next tweet that we're going to talk about really quickly is from Cher. It's from the 27th of November. And Cher tweets, "Glorious AM chickies." And then a string of Christmas-related emojis.
Yes.
Which, I'm not going to say them all. I'm just going to translate it to "Christmas is on the way." And then for what I think are reindeer.
Oh, see, this is the difficulty with translating Cher hieroglyphics. So this is what I translated it as. So I said, "Glorious AM chickies," which is chickies to the followers.
Yep.
"Christmas," which is the Santa Claus and the trees and the thing. "Cool presents," so like cool swag, "is on the way." Reindeer. So that's how I translated it.
Well, I think the cool swag has already arrived.
No, swag has arrived.
Well, this isn't cool because it doesn't have the wind there.
You're absolutely
and
right.
Cool is the snowflake plus the wind, yeah. This does not mean cool.
You're correct. This just means cold swag is on its way.
Cold, dark, dead swag. Swag you hate. Swag that will kill you if it gets the chance.
Swag that has died on the way.
Is on its way.
It's on its way.
Via four reindeer.
Yeah.
Great. One of those is correct. One of our translations is accurate.
I feel like if we just shoot off enough translations, eventually we'll hit something.
We'll hit one. Yeah. We'll hit one. Just shoot in the air until
bang,
you
bang,
get something.
Bang, bang, bang.
But Lynn Burnett at Lynn Burnett Smith 2 has grinched in and says, who cares? Full stop. Christmas is for the rich and the children. Oh my God. Lynn, who hurt you?
I tell you what, this wedding table is starting to get real fucking full.
Sit them all by the restroom.
Tiffany and her fucking asparagus refuses to eat it still.
Yeah, Maverick's just assuming we're all going to die next.
And Lynn is sitting here going, do you know what? Wedding is for the desperate and the rich, and I don't care to be here.
Yeah, you know what? It's so interesting. She is literally saying, the only thing good about Christmas are gifts. That's what she's essentially, if I had to translate this, that's what she's saying. Because children get gifts. Like, that's the thing
yes.
for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
When you're a kid, Christmas is getting gifts.
Yes, correct.
That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
When you're rich,
you get better gifts.
You get really good gifts as adults.
Yes.
So she is basically like, there is nothing else that Christmas is about.
There is nothing in between. This getting presents as a child, any present as a child, or getting sick presents as an adult.
A rich adult.
That is it.
And I don't get either now, because obviously she's saying that she's neither of those things, rich or children. And so there is nothing for
Lynn
her.
Lynn is not children.
I am Lynn. I am not children.
Nor am I rich. How can I possibly enjoy the magic and wonder that is Christmas?
Man.
Have a burgundy mug, Linda, and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, get out of my life, Lynn.
Follow the follower!
Okay, so the follower this week is someone I am very excited about, and I know you're excited about this as well, Amy.
Yep.
So this week, we are following Gary Scarborough at OGC Gary.
Correct.
Now, let's take a minute to look at...
I'd like to interrupt you, Justin, because you need longer than a minute to look through Gary's Twitter. To really enjoy Gary's Twitter, you need, I'd say, maybe 15 to 20 minutes to settle in.
You need a solid time. So if I would say right now, don't look at it right now, because you're going to need your own private time alone.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of listening to this podcast.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend being alone.
That's absolutely right. That's a great point.
You need to be with someone.
Yes.
You need to have supervision, because this might turn for you.
It might take you to a corner of the internet that you didn't expect to arrive in.
You maybe weren't otherwise aware existed, but it does exist.
So if we go to Gary's page, his profile says, lover of the simple things in life, no drama allowed, which I love. I love this already. 40 plus years of collecting Sunny and Cher memorabilia. That is really important to note.
Yes.
A fun and never-ending hobby. So his hobby is collecting Sunny and Cher memorabilia.
And he uses his powers for good.
So yes, he does.
So one of the things that he does, this is one of his tweets, excited, my new additions for my collection arriving tomorrow. These are my four new acquisitions. This makes 29 of your costumes I now own. I do charity exhibits with them, all wigs, accessories, and makeup designed to replicate when you wore them. People love seeing them. So he hosts these big charity events, which is spectacular. And that is what I absolutely adore and love about OGC Gary.
Yeah, absolutely adore Gary. When I went to his page, I was shocked at what I found, though, because what he means by his collection is he has spent 40 plus years of his life and countless mounds of cash
Yes.
Collecting Cher dresses.
Yes.
Like Bob Mackie original
yes.
dresses. Not only has he bought all these at auction,
mm-hmm.
and he has at least 26 of them.
Yes.
Original
yes.
Cher dresses. Not only does he have the dresses, he has mannequins for them to sit on. And he's tweeted, 26 of these beauties in my collection. All mannequins are custom made with wigs and face paint to exactly replicate the way you looked. This tweet is at Cher. The way you looked while performing in the costume. Hope you'll auction more gowns one day, XOXO. Holy shit. And if you look at his page, it's actually terrifying. Because he's got them all. He's got them like in his living room.
Yeah, this
and
is
it's just like this 15. Is the thing.
Where does he sleep?
Yes. Where do they go?
I mean, it's a very, very fancy house of horrors. It's a Bob Mackie designed, custom built, charity fundraising house of horrors.
Yes. It's not a place I would want to live, but I would pay a ticket to go in and see all this.
Oh, yeah. I think fundamentally it's just not a place I want to wake up.
Correct. These would be in storage
yeah.
or locked in a separate room. Maybe if I had an extra room in the house and that's just where all the Cher mannequins go and I lock them away so they can't get out.
Yeah. Because, so they can't become sentient, come to yes. life in the middle of the night and try to attack me while I sleep.
Yes. I've seen Mannequin.
I've seen Mannequin 2, Mannequin on the Move.
Yeah. And I know what happens with mannequins
at night.
I know
what can happen. I know. Because I have seen Sophie Ellis-Bextor's single, Get Over You. And I know that mannequins are wont to come alive and have revenge on people.
Yes. I've seen Pinocchio. Okay? Every fake humanoid thing wants to become alive. That's what it wants at its core.
I've seen every Christmas film and I know that if one kid makes an ill-timed wish...
Oh. It's always a child.
29 Cher mannequins are going to come to life.
I'm surrounded.
Yeah, and you can't do anything when there's 29 of them.
And you don't know that they're going to be nice.
You don't.
Or good.
You don't. These aren't Cher.
No, they're not Cher. They're mannequins.
That have come to life.
We don't know what they want until we know their intentions.
We can only assume they're hostile.
My guard's up, yes. Shoot first, ask questions later.
It's a mannequin. It's not supposed to be alive anyway. You're not going to jail.
Absolutely. Now, Gary also desperately wants Cher to use his collection for something.
Yes.
And he has posted on several occasions, multiple times,
yes.
the same post at Cher to try and get her attention.
He's what my mother would describe as a keen bean.
Oh, he's super keen. Oh, yeah. And sometimes they're not even major tweets that he's asking for anything. He's tweeted, for example, on July 15th, a little prep for a Cher exhibit, XO. Cher is obviously at Cher. And it's pictures of an exhibit that he's doing probably for a charity event mm-hmm. of some kind. And then the next day, July 16th, he's posted some of the same pictures and said a little prep for a at Cher at Bob Mackie gown exhibit, XO. No new information.
I have a theory. Hear me out and follow me down this rabbit hole, Justin.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Is Gary tweeting so much and so desperate to get Cher to come and see this collection? Because the mannequins have come to life and are holding him hostage until their queen arrives.
Boy, that's likely. That is actually
think about
terrifyingly
it.
Likely.
Think about it. Go through his Twitter.
Gary's not in control.
He's not. Gary lost control, I fear, years ago. And these mannequins need more and more outfits because their hunger will never be satiated.
They're actually looking to rejoin Cher. Only
the bees
then
are trying to get back to the hive.
Only then will their powers be fully realized when they merge with Cher.
Just
Cher, run! Carrie's mannequins are after you.
I just have this image of the mannequins making more mannequins and needing yes. Gary to buy more costumes because the closer they get to Cher, the more alive they can be.
Oh, man, that is terrifying. And I absolutely believe it. I absolutely believe this is what's happening.
What we need to do is find Ground Zero. We need to find that little
original
kid that made that fucking wish. And if I'm honest, I'm going to say it was Maverick.
Okay, I have another theory.
Andy. Yeah, hit me.
Gary has been collecting for 40 plus years. Was he the kid that brought the first mannequin to life?
And is trying to undo what he started?
No, like, she got him under control. She's like, I need a sister.
Oh.
Had to get another one. Now there's two. He's just dug himself into a hole he can't get himself out of.
Gary.
Pray for Gary.
Hashtag pray for Gary.
That is all the time we have this week. Oh, my. What a rabbit hole we've tumbled down.
It's been a lot this week, Justin, from the terrible, terrible table at Mary Jo and Sam's wedding to mannequins that have come alive thanks to Gary's evil Christmas wish.
Whose terror and tyranny we may never know the end of.
All we can say is, Cher, never go.
Do not go anywhere near them.
We don't want to know what happens if they get close to the power source.
No. No, that's a movie I don't want to see.
Correct. That's Mannequin 3.
Yeah.
Please don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast or Spotify or Gijimo.
Sure. Just say the brands and don't worry about all the specifics, I think.
I am computers. Please help.
Yes. And as always, follow us on the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. At share and retweet.
And don't forget to tell your friends about us.
Yeah, and you know, send us messages. Once again, I've been one of your exultant, glorious, and effervescent hosts, Justin Porter.
And I've been the giant sack of dirt that is your other host, Andy Ballock.
Confirmed. Good night.
Good night.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.